This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha polls will be conducted in 7 phases beginning the 19th of next month. The counting will take place on the 4th of June. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the general election 2024 as well as for the assembly polls in 4 states. Polling will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats on the 19th of April in the first phase, in 89 seats on the 26th of April in the second phase, and 94 seats on the 7th of May in the third phase. The fourth phase will cover 96 seats on 13th May, fifth phase 49 seats on 20th May, and the sixth phase 57 seats on the 25th of May. The last and seventh phase polling will be held on the 1st of June for 57 Lok Sabha seats. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said 22 states and UTs including Gujarat, Tamil Nadu, Punjab, Telangana, Kerala, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Meghalaya and Nagaland will go to poll in a single phase. Karnataka, Rajasthan, Manipur and Tripura will have voting in 2 phases, while Chhattisgarh and Assam will go to poll in 3 phases for the Lok Sabha. Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand will have polling in 4 phases, and in Maharashtra and Jammu and Kashmir, the polling will be held in 5 phases. In Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and West Bengal, the voting will be conducted in 7 phases. The Election Commission also announced the poll schedule for the assembly polls in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh. Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh assemblies will go to polls in a single phase along with the Lok Sabha election on the 19th of April. Similarly, Andhra Pradesh assembly polls will be conducted in a single phase on the 13th of May. Polling for Odisha assembly will be held in 4 phases on the 13th, 20th and 25th of May and the 1st of June, along with the Lok Sabha polls. With the announcement of the poll schedule, the Model Code of Conduct has come into force. Political parties have welcomed the announcement of the schedule of Lok Sabha poll as well as state assemblies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the BJP NDA are fully prepared for elections. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi said the party will go to the people on the basis of its track record of good governance and service delivery across sectors. BJP President JP Nadda urged the people to come out in record numbers to vote and strengthen the foundation of the world's largest democracy. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the Lok Sabha elections will open the door of justice for India. Aam Aadmi Party leader Gopal Rai said the party is fully prepared and will fight the election with full strength with the INDI alliance. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought public support to weed out corruption and usher in development. Addressing a public rally in Kalburgi of Karnataka today, the Prime Minister said a large number of people have benefited from schemes like Ayushman Bharat, Jal Jeevan, Ujjwala and PM Awas Yojana. He assured of Modi guarantees to make Karnataka an agricultural and industrial hub. He accused the Congress government of indulging in corruption and misgovernance in the state. A Delhi court today remanded Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita to Enforcement Directorate's custody till the 23rd of March in connection with the Delhi liquor policy case. The move came after Ms. Kavita was produced before the court by the ED following her arrest yesterday. ED had sought 10 days of remand for Kavita. The Telangana leader faces allegations of conspiring with top leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party in exchange for favours in the now scrapped Delhi excise policy. The government will conduct the Foundational Literacy and Numeracy Assessment Test, FLNAT, as part of Nav Bharat Saksharta Karyakram tomorrow across 23 states. Union Education Ministry said approximately 37 lakh learners will appear for this important nationwide assessment. The FLNAT will be held in all districts of each participating state and UT. In All England Open Badminton Championship, India's Lakshya Sen will take on Indonesia's Jonathan Christie. In men's singles semi-final at Birmingham this evening, Lakshya had defeated Lee Zijia of Malaysia 2022, 21-16, 21-19 in the quarterfinal last night. In the Women's Premier League Cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will play against Delhi Capitals in the summit clash at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi tomorrow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Bangalore defeated defending champions Mumbai Indians by 5 runs. Delhi Capitals have won 6 of the 8 games in the tournament, while Royal Challengers could win only 4 games. And with that, we end this news bulletin.